what's to come. Orders, singers, musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Greetings! You've made it to Friday night, you've made it through the work week, you've made it through All Hallows Eve, and the fiasco in Grover's Mill, you've made it to World Poetry Open Mic! But first, a very important message from our sponsors.
We'd like to thank Denver Autos. Contact Gonzalo at 303-430-1333 or 303-573-1333. They're at 6570 North Federal Boulevard and 5400 North Federal Boulevard in Denver. Check them out online at denverautostores.com. And, of course, we also want to thank At the Beach Tanning, 31 tanning locations in the Denver metro area. Go to kzkoradio.com to enter to win a $30 gift card to At the Beach. Check them out at btanning.com. I'm G. Todd. I'm your humble host. Sitting next to me from the 40s, we have Michael Amade impersonating War of the Worlds, of course.
Well, I mean, basically what happened was last night on All Hallows Eve, I was out there and I got into a shot contest with 5-Hour Energy drinks. So I think I haven't slept since then. And right now I'm feeling a little bit energetic. I think I'm moving backwards through time.
And sitting next to him and still moving backwards through time also, please welcome the Phantom.
I'm moving backwards through time.
I got to say, the older I get, the younger you are.
Oh, man. How are you guys doing?
I'm good. I'm back, you know.
Yes.
Oh, thank goodness.
Everything's chill now.
There we go.
Everything's smooth, relaxed.
All right. And operating all things technical, he is the man in the booth, otherwise known as the nine-thumbed half-squatch.
That's a really long name, by the way.
No.
My mind's kind of blown right now.
You're telling
You're
me.
You're vibrating to go backwards in time. Phantom time doesn't exist. And for me, I'm going forward. Whoa. What a paradigm and a paradox in of itself.
That explains the gift I got sent to me today.
Ooh, yes. Maybe that has something to do with it.
TikTok. Yes. I want to say thank you to the fan that sent from China. I guess they're a fan of the show. They sent me a pocket watch. And they know me pretty well. They sent it themed with Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas. So I was like, whoa, cool.
It's a pretty cool gift.
So if you're listening, thank you very much for the gift.
Yes, thank you. I'm going to steal it later.
All right. So we do poetry here. We want 1 to 3 minute long poetry. This is a special show. We've got two special shows. We're going to do them back to back tonight. The first show, as we promised, Halloween poetry. If you have a Halloween, Day of the Dead, All Saints Day, basically something scary, call us 303-386-3598.
303-386-3598.
And we've also gotten some poetry that's been sent in. We have a few other cool things we're going to read, and then we're doing something cool after the show.
Exactly. At the top of the hour, we're going to switch gears a little bit. I got to say, somebody close to my life passed away this week. A great poet, a great performer.
Great songwriter.
Great songwriter. Amazing person, just in general. Mr. Lou Reed. So starting at 9 o'clock, we are going to be doing a celebration of his life. If you have a Lou Reed cover, if you have a tribute to him, you're welcome to call up and read it.
You know, it won't be the best Lou Reed in the world, but it will be a tribute.
Exactly. And if you called during the first segment during the Halloween, feel free to call back during the Lou Reed one. We're not going to be doing Lou Reed poetry during the Halloween show.
That's right.
We're segregating.
Separating.
That too.
That's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's okay to use that word. He's using it properly.
I think it's still too soon.
What?
Okay.
That's a little... Oh, wait, that's right. You're in the 1940s.
You are in the 40s.
It hasn't even been taken out of our vocabulary yet.
All right. So, we've got our first caller. Please welcome from Pennsylvania. I hope she has something really scary for our Halloween show. Please welcome Ellie.
Hi, how are you, Jay Todd? How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. How was your Halloween?
Oh, pretty quiet. Now that we're retired and we're not in a neighborhood where there's any kids, so it just sort of doesn't happen in my life anymore.
Well, you know, when my parents got older, they'd get dressed up and they'd go out to the neighbor's house and go trick-or-drinking.
We've done that occasionally. There is an up on Facebook if you care to go look. My daughter has great Halloween parties, and my husband and I went and dragged one year.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool.
He was the waitress, and I was the trucker. Sort of jerk.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a pretty funny picture. But anyway, I didn't do Halloween tonight. I did that last week. So all right. I did something fantasy this week.
All right.
It's called Dragon Dreaming. In a land of faraway dreams and naught between, fairy light wandering somewhere beyond a wish, beneath a beam of moon, floating on a fallen wing of yore, a dragon's egg she spied aglow and held it in her arms to keep it warm from Mother Dragon and her return from wanderings to and fro other places. She knew not where or when. A wisp of tale returning spoke these words on dragon breath. Come fly and mother egg for me. We'll dream all day and moon to see. I'll fill your mind with dreamscape knowing. And we shall fantasize my being, as baby born our joy we three, to find another fantasy of stars and wings and lovely things.
Nice. Well done.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Just felt like doing something sort of whimsy tonight. So.
That's all right. You can do whimsy.
I can do whimsy. So how's everybody there? How are you, Michael?
I'm doing
very
well. Hello.
Hey, Ellie.
Hi. That's so good to hear your voices. One of these days, we've got to all get together. I have to meet you.
We're trying it. We've got an agent out there trying to sell a show or two for us.
Well, more than two.
I know. Many.
We prefer more than two.
Now, when's the one-year anniversary?
That is the last weekend in November.
That's right.
Really?
The last Friday in November will be our official 1 year. We were the last Friday last month. It happened to work out that it was the 30th of November. So
Black Friday.
Yes.
It's a Friday
Is
after
Black Friday?
Thanksgiving.
As people can lay there in the aftermath of buying as many things as possible, they can lay there in the empty boxes and the wrapping paper completely exhausted and listen to World Poetry Open Mic.
There you go.
Oh, I like that idea. Yeah.
Maybe we can have poetry about shopping on that one.
Hmm. We're also going to be having a crazy studio party that night.
I know we are, aren't we?
We are.
There you go.
And the half-squatch is waving his arms around. Awesome.
Well, you guys are great, and I just love hearing your voices and just being a part of all this with you.
Excellent. Thank you for all your support.
You do a great job.
If you happen to be in Denver during the last week of November, come on into the studio and hang out with us.
Oh, I'd love to do that.
And that goes for any of our poets that call the show, any of our family. It's going to be an open celebration. Come on down to the studio. We'll have a little bit of wine, celebrate, that sort of thing.
Wonderful. Well, you guys have a great night, and I'll be listening as always.
Excellent. Thank you,
I love Ellie. You guys.
We love you
love
too,
you
Ellie.
Guys. All right. Bye-bye.
Excellent. If you want to call in like Ellie, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. And we listened to the War of the Worlds.
As our production meeting this
as
week.
As our production meeting. Yeah, that was
the
75th awesome.
Anniversary, right? Wasn't it?
Exactly. And the food? Oh, the food was amazing.
I think there was a few moments where I listened to the show and I thought, that show, War of the Worlds, is a classic show.
Exactly.
And there were moments where I thought, you know, we could maybe become that good.
No,
and then I started talking like this, and I realized I sound more like Terrence and Phillip from South Park.
There you go. So
I hope we don't end up that good because you two fell asleep during it.
You know, there's a reason why I fell asleep.
There is a reason why I fell asleep, too. I've heard that particular piece 100 times.
Yeah.
The other reason I fell asleep is I had no visual stimulation flying at my face 1,000 miles an hour like normally when I'm watching TV.
All right.
I could have totally helped you out with
no,
that.
No, it was brilliant, though. I mean, it really was brilliant. It was just that we were in such a comfortable place, and we were over at JT's house and hanging out. It was just really cool. It was a nice night.
It was a great night.
Really enjoyed it.
Thank you for hosting.
I think we should do it again if we can, man. It would be great.
I would love to.
Okay.
We'll have to work on that and get that all set up and continue to do that.
Phenomenal.
Exactly. And another person that probably has a very warm, welcoming home, someone who's called our show a few times, please welcome from Saratoga Springs, Debbie.
Hi, JT. How are you?
I'm doing good. We actually have two JTs on the crew. JT is our board op, and I'm J. Todd. So, yeah, we both say hi.
Okay, I say hi to both.
There you go.
That'll work.
So do you have Halloween poetry for us tonight?
I have a Halloween poem, but it's from my friend Josephine Villa out of her new book, Poetic Infusions, that she
I happen to know
recently
her.
Published.
Yes, she's amazing. What
oh,
a great poetess.
I chose one out of her book. I hope it fits as close to Halloween as I could find.
All right.
The poem is called The Raven's Mystery. The raven sits atop his post, instilling midnight as his host. To pen like Poe from coast to coast, his mystery well out of view. Embellishes in dark imbue, a voice that pierces your soul through, burning the candle at each end, to summon throughs in deep transcend. The raven never foe but friend, his mystery well out of view. Embellishes in dark imbue, a voice that pierces your soul through. No sleep for his poetic bird, the need to get across his word and have his heart and soul both heard, his mystery well out of view. Embellishes in dark imbue, a voice that pierces your soul through.
Well done, Debbie.
Thank you.
You know, every time you call our show, you just keep improving as far as spoken word art. I really enjoyed that piece. And I've got to say, I read it when it was published on All Poetry. Amazing.
Yeah. I just wanted to call in and kind of promote her book a little bit. I just received my copy, and it is awesome.
Now, where can people get that again?
On blurb.com.
It's blurb.com?
Blurb.com.
And then you just look up Josephine Villa. Right.
Yeah, yes. I have it posted also, the link on the All Poetry and in the group link, a new poem out by Josephine Villa.
And if you want to find her on All Poetry, she's Poetry in the Blood. She's actually been World Poetry Open Mic Poet of the Month. Mm-hmm. So, yes, great writer. Family, really.
Yes, she is. Family, a sister to me.
even though she hasn't called our show, enough of her work's been on the podcast and been on the show that she's just a part of the family, too.
Well, she loves you, JT. She always mentions you.
Oh, you know.
Ask me how you're doing.
Oh, you know, I do the best I can. Thank you, Debbie, for calling our show.
You're welcome.
Excellent. We're being told that we do have to take a hard break. We're kind of on a tight schedule because of the double up on the shows. So you're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. And I'm Jay Todd, and this is World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Get great protection for your wireless devices. Go to mytechdefense.com. They will protect, repair, and personalize your smartphones, tablets, laptops, and more. You can choose any design you want, and they will transfer your phone or tablet to reflect that favorite of yours. Contact them at mytechdefense.com or click on the link on kzkoradio.com. Get protected. Tech Defense, protecting MSC every day. Drinking super is essential to performing super, on and off the field. Whatever field you perform on, Body Armor is the drink essential for your prime performance. B vitamins, as much potassium as a banana, antioxidants, and 2.5 times the electrolytes found in the leading sports drink. Body Armor is superior nutrition and hydration. Go to drinkbodyarmor.com to learn more. Drink super with Body Armor.
Listen to the engine moaning out as just one old song. You think about the woman or the girl you knew the night before.
You know.
But your thoughts will soon be wandering the way the
old. You know, I started listening to this music right around the time I started wearing leather chaps all the time.
All the time.
Well, no, I mean, that was kind of my go-to. I'd wear, you know, if I had to wear khakis to work, I'd wear leather chaps over khakis.
That'd be really interesting.
I called my motorcycle my steel horse.
That would be John Bon Jovi.
I would wear a loaded six-string on my back.
That's John Bon Jovi, not Metallica.
I'm a little bit softer, so Bon Jovi was the one that worked for me.
Oh, got it. Okay.
He's a more sensitive metalhead.
He's very sensitive. He talks about beds of roses and stuff.
There you go. That was very good. Well picked. Well picked. You have no clue how well picked. I'll explain after the show, but that's awesome. All right, so we do poetry here too.
Wow, we're you know, you'd think we were drinking in the studio or something.
No, that's later.
Wow, don't announce it or anything.
What? I didn't announce anything.
We actually have a caller on the line, someone I've been looking forward to hearing from for a very long time. We have Miss Individuality on the phone.
Easy for you to say.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I miss y'all.
We've missed you.
We've missed you immensely.
How are you doing?
Good. Football season almost over.
What is almost over?
Football season. I won't have to perform on Fridays anymore.
Are you the kicker? Are you the wide receiver? Are you with the band?
Cheerleader.
Sweet. Cheerleader. Awesome. Very cool.
I have an old one that I had never got the chance to read. It's called Old Habits Die Hard.
Okay.
Bring it.
Won't you be my Clyde? Take me, Bonnie, as your bride. In accusations that are implied, in damnation they can reside. Civilization, we live outside while pushing law enforcement aside. You'll make a way to provide, defend, and protect. Entering the most wanted list would be a side effect. Slightly throw our plans out of whack, an insufficient way to set us back. A plan defect. No worries, though, Clyde. Sit back. Our future is planned. It's perfect. We weren't convicted of murder. We were simply suspects. Our victims weren't random. We have respect. We choose. We select. Still, my dear Clyde, some things are unchecked. Averageness, we neglect. But, fiancé, let's reflect. Our goals, we've reached that. Yet now, we're rejects. So, Clyde, let's react. Bring terror in 3D. Play this at the IMAX. Our performance isn't over. This is simply the climax. The resolution hasn't came. We're not done yet. Oh, God, it's a shame that folks will miss this. Our work won't be in vain. Our lives will replay in multiplex cinemas. Our title will be engraved. Bonnie and Clyde won't behave. It's in our DNA to stray away from the day-to-day rules and regulations. And if with this you have complications, then here's your authorization to begin the assassinations. But beware the nation's hesitation in overlooking the Ten Commandments. Thou shall not kill. Assassination is a violation. So, Clyde, let's not be patient. Nor consider negotiation. Rehabilitation is their final statement. It's our obligation to maintain our individualism. Freedom isn't an option. Jail isn't a choice. Old habits die hard. So together we'll fall into the waters of our choice at the speed of our own.
Nice.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Always individual. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
This is unfair. Individuality is what it is. Good job.
Very good job. If you're in Denver for our 1-year anniversary, by all means, come to the studio, hang out, have some food, share some poetry.
Okay.
We'll get some Taco Bell. You come in here, have some Taco Bell.
There you go. Excellent. Thank you, Individuality. Tell your grandmother we said hello and happy Halloween.
She said she was trying to call in if she hadn't got in already.
Excellent. That would be great.
We'll get it. We'll get it. She'll get in. We'll make it happen. Okay. Or we will make it happen.
In order for us to do this, we have to get you out the line, though, Individuality. So thank you for calling our show.
Thank you.
All right, give us a call again next week at 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. You know what I love about individuality? She doesn't sound like anybody else.
Nope.
No. She's very individual.
Quite individual. All right, so I've got a Halloween poem I'd like to share. Inspired by our father. This is a story he used to tell many years ago about an event that supposedly happened to him. And I wrote it out in poetry form. So this is entitled Crow Canyon Road. I heard a story when I was a kid. My father had intended it to scare. At the time, it truly did. Now I thought that I would share. The story is about Crow Canyon Road and driving it late at night. About a woman needing a ride to her abode, this beautiful form dressed in white. Standing near the street in the dark, flagging down a lonely car. The image to me seems so stark, she did not need to go so far. When she gets you to her home, she asks you to go and ring the bell. The cabin of the car scented of loam, only just a hint of the smell. The mother answers without a word and beckons you to come inside. Tells you a story like you've not heard. You are patient as she does confide. My daughter brought you here tonight. This happens every once in a while. I do not want to give you a fright, she says with a disarming smile. My daughter died out on the road, Crow Canyon, where you gave her a ride. Her car did crash and then explode. The flames were hot and she was trapped inside. Then every so often since that night, a stranger comes to ring the bell. Describing my daughter's beautiful sight is a tale that they all do tell. But if you go into the car, she is gone. As it is every single time, we will find her spirit has withdrawn, leaving me feeling sublime. Think of my daughter every now and again, wherever it is that you may roam. Pray for her spirit against all sin, that she finally does make it home.
Mm.
Thanks,
that was a very
Dad.
meek sounding applause, but very good job, man.
Yeah.
It was a golf clap.
That was a golf clap.
It was a golf clap.
Very polite.
Hey, speaking of golf claps.
Oh, God.
We have Marie on the line. Yeah. Hello, Marie.
Hi.
Golf clap.
Golf clap.
So I guess I'm here to do, or not here. I'm calling to finish. Not finish. Sorry, I'm a little off my game today.
Sounds like you're on a lot of Vicodin.
I'm here to continue our little poetry saga anthem. I'm sorry, this one's really weak this week. I've had kind of a busy week. I haven't felt like I've had a lot of downtime.
You know, you don't need to apologize.
And I wrote this, honestly, 20 minutes ago.
Sweet.
So, All right.
Bored John, I need it. A new case, a glowing rabbit, an anxious man, and a ruthless hound. Is yours a snorer? A top secret base, a stolen ID, the wrong homes. Captain John Watson of the 5th Northumberland Fusiliers. A night on the moor, glowing red eyes and a hulking black figure. A cup of coffee, an experiment. I don't have friends. An upset soldier, a fumbling detective, a solved case and a foggy drug. I wasn't lying. I don't have friends, John. I just have one. Yeah.
That was awesome.
It's like it
moves
my foot.
Thank you so much.
That was a very ecstatic golf clap we just gave you. That
yes,
he was really excited.
On speed.
Anthem, I just wanted to say because I'm not going to be there tonight. I love you,
Aww.
And I will catch you up next week.
All right, you have a good night.
You too, see.
All righty, that's Marie. She's from Denver. She comes down and joins us at the Village Inn after our show, and
that's right.
Hangs out with us poets.
It's a pretty cool happening place, the Village Inn here in Denver.
Is.
And you have to be prepared for Benedict Cumberbatch speak. Yes, this again.
I hope people out there can sympathize with me at how ridiculous this is.
It's not ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
It is quite.
It's a random British guy. He'll
He's
even admit
random.
This. Yes, he is random.
He's a random British guy who happens to be a bad guy on Star Wars.
Yeah. And
a glorious bad guy.
Okay.
All right. So if you want to call in, share your Halloween poetry or any poetry, really, 303-386-3598. We want harvest poetry. This is the theme we're going for this portion of the
and
show.
And even if you don't want to join the theme, you are a rebel and I like you.
Yes. The Phantom likes people that go against the norm.
She's sure that somehow, in some way, shape, or form, you resemble Benedict Cumberbatch.
There you go. Speaking of somebody that doesn't resemble Benedict Cumberbatch,
and
I'm very thankful for that, please welcome Chris.
Hey, Jay, Simon, guys. How you doing?
Doing good. How are you doing?
Oh, it's been a good week. Good week. I got a couple little things for you for Halloween, and I'll be calling you back on Lou.
Excellent. Thank you.
Got a few things to talk about with him.
Yes, we do.
Awesome man. Awesome man.
Yeah.
Well, how about if we start with Halloween?
Sounds good.
Childhood night. If you were an animal, what would you be? To this question, I spoke out briefly, succinctly, purposefully, reasonably. Human, remember. Oft forgotten, just what we are. I am human, remember. There is a darkness shared inside that leaks and leers the crooked smile and sneers all the while at any that think they know or touch the depth that we as human beings go to reach the recesses obsessing within that fester and grow our other skin. Human, remember. Shattered and smashed, slashed and splashed, hooked and torn asunder to maniacal dreams of empowering schemes that kill anything and take everything. Human, remember. Child of the night. Call the wolf, wait. Call again, watch. Soft pads, pace. Circle, pace. Draw it close, hard breathing, eyes matched. Kinship, stare, shared. Acceptance, nuzzle, pinch, nip. Growl, throat bared. Teeth, jaws, close. Tight, rip, warm wetness flowing, spraying, peace, at last peace, taste, drink deep, sleep, yes, sleep till the morrow climbs high above all, sleep, remember. Thought you'd like that one.
Nice.
What
the heck? Wow. Chris, as always, you just bring it home.
Got one more for you if you don't mind.
Not
too long.
Sure. Anytime.
This one is for a lot of people out there. And I titled it Where I'm From. And I'm sure a lot of people will recognize themselves. I'm from the nightmares you always had. The bumps in the dark have teeth. I know. They showed me so, and often enough to never forget. Homes that daddy's lost and mama's too, where you feed yourself or go without. And uncles ain't fam, and don't try to be. And it isn't like you don't know what they are. Hate that word still, uncle. Has a bitter taste that's never clean and never will. I'm from the tears that I cried inside and out, the shame I was given to live within and to dream about. The real world that was always a book away where the heat comes on and heroes live. And what's yours is yours, not taken away. I'm from the home I never had, the belts that broke till sticks were used. The sounds and words you can't forget or begin to forgive. That's where I'm from. You guys take care tonight.
Brother,
Chris,
amazing as always.
What a pleasure, man.
And I hope we get on to you tonight.
Oh.
Should be interesting. Lou's an awesome man.
He is. Amazing character, amazing poet. Basically the godfather of punk. There you go.
Well, he's more than that.
He is. He's a lot more than that. So I thank you, and I look forward to hearing from you during the loose section, too.
You take care, man.
You as
best
well.
To all of you. You have a good night now.
Hey, you too.
If you want to call in like Chris, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. However, we need to take another break.
All right, so you're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life, and we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Introducing the all-new Slim Ambition 8-Week Total Body Transformation Program. Finally, an answer to losing that fat.
My name is Tammy, and I want to tell you about my total body transformation. Back in January, I started a series of treatments at Slim Ambition, and here I am 7 months later, 47 pounds lighter, 5 inches smaller around the waist, and 60 points lower in cholesterol. When I first walked into Slim Ambition, I was a little skeptical, but I was proven wrong. Mark and his team are great to work with. The staff is super friendly and so helpful. I knew the program was working when I got to go shopping for a whole new wardrobe twice. What I like best about Slim Ambition is that not only did it transform my body, it transformed my confidence, my health, and my life.
Sign up now for the 8-week body transformation. Get the tools you need to finally succeed. 24 treatments, meal plan, unlimited access to cardio equipment, more importantly, support and accountability to help you reach your ultimate goals. Call today to book your free consultation, 566-7307.
Denver Autos, located at 6570 North Federal Boulevard and 5400 North Federal Boulevard in Denver. Contact Gonzalo for all your auto needs, 303-430-1333 or 303-573-1333. You can also look at their website, denverautostore.com.
I had to venture a guess, I'd say Apocalyptica, but that's just because of the cello.
No, not at all. It's not. It's called Tempest.
By?
Cirque du Soleil. Amamuna.
What? I would totally say this is Apocalyptica.
I know, but.
Wow.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
I need to get a copy of that before we leave. I'm just kidding. I'll come over to your house and grab it.
Yeah.
Legally, grab it. Instead of pirating it.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
What are we talking about?
We're not talking
about
pirates.
Hey, guys, were you talking about me?
No, we're talking about
I heard the word pirating
music legally.
Oh, music.
Yeah.
Hate music.
So, yeah, whatever.
Doubloons, on the other hand.
All right. So, we are World Poetry Open Mic. We do poetry talk as well as many other subjects.
And as well as terrible, terrible comedy. I want to apologize to everybody this evening. It'll get better.
It will.
It gets better, I promise.
I'm hoping. We find our stroke here soon.
Some of us already did. Hey! Okay, so give us a call, 303-386-3598, if you would like to share your poetry. However, in the meantime, we have a very special member of our crew.
Thank you.
The best member of our crew.
One of the best members. So here's the introduction I kind of prepared here. It's very brief. At the top of a beautiful mountain, covered in plum trees where the soft breeze blows the blossoms through the air, they land softly at the feet of the man they like to call the Haiku Master.
Up on you, the Haiku Master!
Another one. So every week, the Haiku Master sits in meditation for 20 hours. 20 hours, not 20 minute less, not 1 minute more. He's like an atomic clock, this man.
He is.
20 minutes.
There's
exactly.
Time thing again.
20 hours, I mean. His eyes open, and he writes 3 haiku. He doesn't tell us what they're about.
No, why would he do that?
Why would he do that? The mysticism would be lost.
Exactly.
The mysticism would escape the the entire scenario of the haiku here. This is here to teach us more about ourselves, or maybe just to be fun and give us something to guess. I mean, there's two. They work on a dual level. So here are three. Try not to laugh at the first line of the first one, though.
All right.
I dare you. I'm kidding.
All right.
This is very serious. Rumble from below. I'm going to be destroyed by the haiku master. He's not happy at the moment. All right. Steal yourself, Michael. Steal yourself.
All right.
Actor. Process is on.
Take two.
Take two. Rumble from below.
We're not going to get past that line, are we?
Okay. Let me read it in another direction here. Rumble from below. Volcano is now venting.
It doesn't get any better, does it?
Ready to spew forth. Number two. This is awful radio right now. Fissure in the ground. Okay. All right. I'm going to do this now. Fissure in the ground. The rub is just a warning. Earthquake to destroy.
All right.
Okay, the third. Pushed and pulled both ways. The hurricane storms ahead, making my own path. It's kind of some really evocative stuff. Let me read the first one just really quickly again,
right,
because
straight up.
It was kind of broken up. Rumble from below. Volcano is now venting, ready to spew forth.
All right.
And there's something kind of evocative there. There's an overarching kind of subject. And if you think you know what it is, go on Facebook, send it to us on worldpoetryopenmic.net.
We've got a Twitter.
We've got a Twitter. Hey, that's a good idea. If you know what the subject is, you know, one word, couple words, see if you can figure it out.
I can almost guarantee you that the subject is not 140 words long, so you could fit it in on our Twitter account.
Well, 140 characters, yes.
Or characters. There we go. So, that's why he is
the Haiku Master. Sorry about laughing there, man.
Yeah, it's all good.
Wait for the drop. Hi-ya! There could only be one.
Wow.
Yeah, so that feels like a dose of weekly insanity. I have to tell you. And it's not the haiku.
No.
It's everything surrounding the haiku.
The haiku themselves are great.
It's like a Tootsie Pop. But everything outside of the center of the Tootsie Pop is just crazy. It's a crazy pop.
It's a crazy pop. Yes.
Maybe I should just be off the air for a while.
There you go. If you want to call in, share your Halloween poetry, any other poetry, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
Call now. Lines are open.
I'm sorry about laughing during the haiku there, man.
That's all right.
Well, no, you got to understand, I don't think the haiku master takes this lightly. He's a very serious gentleman.
He is.
And he meditated 20 hours to write that, and I laughed through it.
That's all right. You'll be okay. What it is it's because we're doing the No Shave November thing. All of us are off whack right now.
All the blood is going from my brain down to my hair on my chin.
There you go. All right, so we do have a caller. Please welcome all the way from Ohio. He is Tate.
Hello, guys. How are you tonight?
Oh, doing good, brother. How you doing?
I got in on the first ring. Can you believe that?
I know. It was great.
Amazing. I'm doing all right. Let's see. I think I'll read you Set to Rome. I don't think I read that to you, did I?
I don't know. I don't think so.
All right. There are some men who can't sit still, wandering souls who don't fit in. You find they trek the world at will, breaking the hearts of next of kin. They range the fields and ford each flood, wander mountains and sail the seas. Well, theirs is the curse of gypsy blood, so averse to a life of ease. Many I knew were brave and true in their deeds and manners attest. Don't let them get attached to you. They never know how to rest. They find no solace in the old, forever searching for the new. For theirs is a life both tough and bold, although of friends they share but few. They blindly search the noonday sun for a future that's now their past. And think of all they could have done when forced to face the truth at last. There was a time when this was me, desire of rest but yet never done. A drifting soul upon life's sea of adventures I loved each one. We knew no peace nor settled mind, having nowhere that we called home. Never to know what we might find, each of our souls was set to roam.
Nice.
That's cool.
Very well.
Thank you. I'm actually working tonight. I stopped to call you because I told you I would.
Your boss doesn't know this, does he?
Pardon?
Your boss doesn't know that you stopped working to call us.
Oh, no, clueless.
Oh, awesome. You're now a paid poet. That's amazing.
Well, you know, my own father didn't. My own father didn't know that I wrote till just a couple weeks ago. I mean, why would I tell my boss?
Yeah, exactly. Your father didn't know until a couple weeks ago. What the heck? You're published like three times.
I know. Well, I wasn't sure I was going to be accepted that well. I really wasn't sure how everyone would like them or not, and so I just decided not to tell him.
I understand.
For God's sakes, man, I'm going to give you some advice that was given to me. Now I've read your work. You're a poet. Own it. Do it.
Well, I will say, I did give them to my mother about a year ago, and she started crying, but I didn't think that was a good enough test to see, so I thought I'd wait till the last one came out, and everybody seemed to like it, so then I thought I'd go ahead and tell him.
So how does that come out? You go, hey, Dad, I've published three books, and I...
No, actually, I just packaged them up one day and mailed them to him.
Ah, that's
nice.
Cool. That's a cool way to do it. I like that, actually. He's really like, what? What is this?
I got to say, when I broke it to my father that I wanted to be a poet, he's like, you like eating top ramen, boy, don't you? Because you're never going to make anybody.
Well, my dad's probably a lot like that, too. So I just wrapped them up one day and mailed them to him and waited to see how it went over.
And
evidently, he seemed to like them.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Right on, Tate. Thank you for calling our show. Don't ever stop calling us, even if you're working.
I won't. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. If you want to call in like Tate, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. However, we do have a sent-in poem we're going to do, and then we'll go to a break, and then we'll do the last segment here.
All right.
So this is, we're going to give this to the Phantom to read, actually, in a woman's voice.
Yes. All right. We had a submission this week by Simone Spiteri, and the poem is titled Player Boy.
Why did you just look at me when you said that title?
Maybe I know you.
Maybe
I am not
you.
A player.
He is a player. Anyways.
What?
I'm going to start reading now, Michael. Thank you. He walks the street with head held high as he waits to greet the next girl passing by. He thinks he's so great, a player boy at heart. He doesn't dare to date. He would never even start. Such sweet girls getting caught under his spell, all leaving with broken hearts. This he does very well. Smart, sassy girl now passing by. As he turns to look, she catches his eye. He smiles to himself as he stands looking slick. She smiles to herself thinking, what a dick. Now standing there, mates by his side, he winks at her, points to his car and yells, hey, want a ride? Walking by, she laughs without a second glance. She yells, back, your zipper's undone. Please do up your pants.
Wow.
That was awesome.
Mike, you're not a player. You are the game's master.
What are you talking about?
You're a GM?
I'm a game master. Oh. I hide behind the pile of dead bards.
No. You hide behind a barrier of cardboard. Information.
Of cardboard.
And you roll
that's what the game
dice. Oh.
That's Anyways, what the game master is.
Geek talk over. Simone, thank you so much for submitting.
That was very,
really
very nice. Thank you.
Such a good poem.
Simone, don't stop submitting to us. Give us
yes.
more poetry. We will read it on the air. We'll have the Phantom read it. We'll enslave her to reading your poetry.
You can't enslave me.
There you go.
I have a new ritual. Anyway, you are going to be heading to a brick. To a break.
To a brick?
No bricks, please.
We're heading towards a brick. To a break. And then we'll be back for our last segment.
All right. Well, Michael unties his tongue. You're listening to KZKO, the vibe of progressive broadcast for your modern life. And we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution of poetry radio.
Peter Piper picked the peck of pickled pepper.
Essex Motors, located on 131 South Main Street in Longmont, Colorado, 80501. Contact Mike or Ray at 303-678-0300. EssexMotorsLLC.com. Pocket Coupon Directory, savings on food, fine dining, home, personal needs, and much more. DailyPocketDeals.com. My Mom's Pies, located in Niwot on 201 Murray Street. Give them a call at 303-652-6667 or check out their website, mmpies.com.
One, two, three, go! Breaker, breaker, 1-9. How about that bandit? You got some ears on,
yes.
Son?
Yes.
Eastbound down, loaded up and
so,
this is Lou Reed, right?
This is Lou Reed.
Yeah. No.
No?
It's not Lou Reed, guys.
Are you kidding?
I was so sorry.
Yeah,
I was going to read this,
guys,
during our Lou Reed segment.
Guys, what? This is... It's kind of embarrassing.
What?
This is embarrassing.
Lou Reed was the Hulk.
Yeah, Lou Reed was the Hulk. Didn't
guys,
he?
Right,
guys,
big arms.
Guys, just
green.
Shut your mouths.
No.
Just quiet.
No. What?
Quiet.
I'm sorry.
Don't talk. Shh. Don't
okay,
speak.
So this is
you're just ruining
Reed,
this perfect moment.
And Lou Reed isn't the Hulk.
They're
so
playing
the
Jerry
is...
Reed, thinking it's Lou Reed,
oh,
man.
Oh. Jerry Reed?
Jerry Reed. Who's Jerry Reed?
Jerry Reed's been
Jerry
dead
Reed's
for a long
this
time.
Guy.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
well,
okay.
I mean, he's,
so...
he's passed away as well, but this is definitely not Lou
this
Reed.
This is not Lou Reed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know, I'm
my
even
apologies.
More sad
right
now.
Please. Guys,
I'm
God.
Even more sad right now because I didn't know Jerry Reed was dead, and I thought it was Jerry Reed who died.
Well, Phantom... It's
and
okay.
It's
just go visit him in the afterlife.
Jerry Reed.
I was going to say, you're supposed to catalog this stuff in the afterlife.
I've been busy.
All right, but we do have a caller in this life. Please welcome from Texas. He is Jack.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Not much. Happy Halloween. Happy All Saints Day.
Hey, happy Halloween. Happy All Saints Day. Happy 1st of November. Happy
Samhain,
Friday.
Whatever
Friday.
You Friday. There you go. World Poetry
and happy,
Welcome back
And happy almost Lou Reed hour in
there
about
we go.
Minutes.
And are you going to be joining us for that as well?
Yes, I am.
Awesome.
I wrote a special one for the Lou Reed show.
Beautiful.
But now I'm going to read one to you that is similar in nature. This is another one of my poems where I've taken a song that everybody knows, pulled a few of the lines out of it, and then written to those lines. So this one, see if you recognize it. This one is called, But If You Try Sometimes.
Okay.
I saw her today at the reception, my eyes filled with changing emotions. In satin gown and firebrand hair, a china doll beyond a display case, happiness was breathing the air. In her glass was a bleeding man, a shadow of someone on the platform. I could see his face racked in pain. Scars of here and prior altercations, acid falling in the guise of rain. She was practiced at the art of deception. Behind that sequin mask she stood hiding, a smile painted in pastel red, pretending a friendship is more than just golden, wishing the other were endlessly dead. Well, I could tell by her blood-stained hands, pointing fingers, dripping in excess waste, smearing the drapes of lipstick tapestry, painting the seeds of doubt deep within, smirking as she said these words to me, you can't always get what you want. There you go.
Awesome. But if you try sometimes.
But if you try sometimes.
You just might find you get what you need.
Get what you need.
Exactly, brother. Well
That's
done.
Excellent. Excellent, man. Cool. Thank you.
A little bit of Stones there.
I like that, Jack. Thank you, man.
All right, well, we'll talk to you in a little bit.
We'll talk to you in a little bit. Thank you for writing one for the Luau, too.
No problem.
See you soon.
Did you just say Luau?
Luau.
We're having a Luau.
We're not roasting a
Lou.
Pig in the ground.
A
I'm
Luau
not putting on a
Lou.
Grass skirt. It's not a Luau. It's the Luau.
So I dress like this for nothing?
You dress like that for nothing.
Actually, I kind of like it.
You
it
like
looks
the
good
coconut
on you.
Bra?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
I have two coconut bras on. Snap.
Oh, no.
All right, so there's still time to be our last caller for our Halloween section. 303-386-3598.
That's three. Go ahead.
303-386-3598.
I do want to share one.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
This is another Halloween poem I wrote back in 2010. I was panicking because I had to do this private party, and I was like, I need material. So I wrote this out real quick. This is entitled The Headless Poet. A poet went out late at night for a reading. In the middle of autumn it was... His poetic sense he had been feeding, and his muse had been set quite abuzz. He quaffed the beverage of his choice, a blend of witches, whiskey, and coke. This gave him the courage to use his voice as he stood in public and spoke. He spilled out rhyme and verse on this night as the autumn wind blew strong, filling his listeners with stories of fright, and as it would have it, the night grew long. Soon this poet started to make his way home through the woods on a trail all alone, calming his nerves as he carried his tome from the worst fright that he had known. The wind played tricks with sight and sound as he walked along terrified out of his mind. The goblin that haunts the forest is renowned for being quite fearsome and unkind. A large rider upon a horse, in tales it has been said, would ride at a gallop while loudly shrieking. This apparition that rides the night without a head for a suitable replacement he has been seeking. Then in a moment the poet heard the hoofbeats, and he began to shake and then to run. Then in a moment his insanity somehow retreats as he fears he may never again see the sun. The next morning, no trace of the poet we knew, no evidence that he ever made it out of the wood, but soon after a new legend on the night wind blew as one would suspect that it should. A legend of a headless poet at night, filling the countryside with mortal fear, with pumpkin mouth he doth recite his horrid tales for all to hear. My own play on Charles Dickens. What can I say?
Charles Dickens, you know, and I actually went through, and this is totally a side note here, but I went through a while ago and did a kind of a book, actually a really big study on different creative people's habits. It's an interesting thing with Charles Dickens is that he would, and this is actually pretty common with a lot of writers actually, is he would get up and he would, you know, have breakfast and everything, go to work in his study, shut the door, actually had a double door in his house so he, you know, he couldn't really hear what was going on. And would sit and keep basically banker's hours. And even if he couldn't write, he'd just sit there and stare out the window and doodle. He would sit at the desk.
Wow.
Even if he couldn't come up with something to write. Wow. And then go to lunch, go back and do it again. He'd even sit there and do an afternoon shift if he couldn't figure it out. And then would stand up and go for a 2 to 3 hour walk before dinner every single day.
Wow.
And that's something I found really common with a lot of writers on a poets is they will, they'll keep their butt in the seat, which is a very important part of writing. And two, they would always go for a walk, which I think is really an interesting, cool thing.
Maybe that's what I need to do to cure my writer's block is to start going for a walk each night.
Well, actually, one thing I found is with writer's block too, personally, and this is just, you know, info, ideas for some of the people out there really quickly, when you don't have stuff to write about, maybe one of the best things you can do is go out and get experiences, go out and you know, do some stuff, learn something.
Or you can follow Stephen King's advice and read a lot.
And read a lot. Well, I mean, that's a great way to do it, you know, but get out there and live. Get something to write about. Anyway, I'll shut up because we've got another caller on the air.
We do. Someone just as good as Stephen King. Please welcome a longtime supporter of the show. He is Dennis from Michigan.
Hello, J. Todd, Michael, and the Phantom.
Hello, Dennis.
Sir.
Who knows what poetry lurks in the minds of men?
J-Todd
the Phantom knows.
The Phantom knows. Very good. I like that.
How are you doing tonight, Dennis?
Yeah, I'm doing real well. You guys are cracking me up tonight.
Thank you.
I have a correction on myself. The poem I read last week, The Curse of Sarah Brand, was co-written, I said last week, by Grissom. Grissom was wrong. The name the poet writes under is Griswold, and his real name is Scott Allenfield from Ohio.
Excellent.
So I needed to correct that and give him due credit.
Well, Griswold, you need to call our show when you got a moment, Griswold.
Yes, he does. I have a Halloween poem tonight by Jack Prolutsky, and the title of it is It's Halloween.
All right.
It's Halloween, it's Halloween. The moon is full and bright. We shall see what can't be seen on any other night. Skeletons and ghosting ghouls, grinning goblins fighting duels, werewolves rising from their tombs, witches on their magic brooms. In masks and gowns we haunt the streets and knock on doors for a trick-or-treat. Tonight, we are the kings and queens, for oh, tonight, it's Halloween.
Nice.
I have one other short one, if you don't mind.
Of course. All the time in the world for you, brother.
All right. This is one I wrote, and the title is That Smile. I often wonder what Mona's quirky smile meant, that wry, upturned curl on those demure lips, the knowing smile of a secret keeper. Was she silently reflecting upon stolen moments shared in Leonardo's studio? She, with her sterling reputation as a chaste woman, would that reputation suffer a homonym replacement as a chaste woman? The mystery remains unsolved, and her curious smile persists, silent through the centuries. But that smile still intrigues me to wonder.
Nice, brother.
Thank you.
Dennis, as always, it's a pleasure to have you on our show. I actually, halfway through the show, was like, we're not going to hear from Dennis this week. I felt kind of hurt.
I was just waiting. I'm going to call back for Lou Reed time, so I'll let you go and call back a little bit later.
Excellent. So, yeah, I'm going to take a moment and remind everybody, we're doing two shows tonight. We're going to be doing two as full as we can get shows tonight. The first one was Halloween. Yeah. Thank you guys for all your Halloween poetry and other poetry as well, fantasy, that sort of thing. Thank you guys. Now we're going to close it up. We're going to reload and come back and celebrate the life and times of Mr. Lou Reed, who passed away this week. And Lou Reed, as you can tell by all the callers, has touched a lot of people's lives. He's a great poet, songwriter, musician, and of course, King of New York. We can't forget that.
That's true.
So, thank you guys all. Hang in there. We're going to be starting the show up again in another few minutes. You're listening to KZKO, The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life, and we are World Poetry Open Mic, doing two shows tonight, the next evolution of Poetry Radio.
Out on the scene today, blasted in every way, got you caught on the other side. Some things you just can't hide.